Interlocking planes of rugged mountain peaks and patterns of pine needles on ancient trees give this screen a windswept, animated feel. The steep peaks, rivers, and cataracts seem vast and forbidding. But if you look closely, you'll see tiny figures making their way across the covered bridge in the left foreground. Above them, a pair of gibbons swing on a vine from the gigantic pine. The artist, Ike no Taiga, thus subtly invites us to explore this majestic scene. Above, in eccentric Chinese-style calligraphy, he inscribed a famous poem by the Tang Chinese poet Li Bo that takes our imagination down the Yangtze River in a small boat. With its ancient passengers, we pass through changing vistas like the series of views combined on this screen. Early morning, we leave Baidi, surrounded by tinted clouds. Though it is 1,000 li to Jiangling, we arrive in a day. Gibbons calling from the riverside cliff fail to detain us. Our small boat has already passed 10,000 peaks. Taiga's strangely animated scenery is his personal translation of Chinese landscape painting. He developed his style by studying printed manuals of Chinese painting. Here he also uses an eccentric technique of painting with his fingers instead of a brush. You can see this in the tiny figures on the bridge and the vines on the trees, all done with his nails. The gibbons are but a few playful dabs of his fingertips. Throughout history, Japanese artists have sought inspiration from China's traditions, but like Taiga, they have transformed the models into a uniquely Japanese form.